it's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
That's Ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. Send me your questions. Be as vague, specific as you want. You know, try to stump me. See if you can send me a question that I just don't have the answer to. Of course, I'll find the answer. All right, let's go to this next one. And I think this one's going to take some time. The question is, I suffer from RSD. Now, and that's, for those of you that don't know, that stands for reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Sometimes it's called reflex sympathetic syndrome. There's a more modern name for this, and I just forgot it for so it just left my mind. But there is a more common name now. I think maybe like chronic pain syndrome or something like that. But anyways, the classic reflex sympathetic dystrophy is a type of pain that is associated with the sympathetic nerves in the body. Sympathetic nerves are the ones that kind of drive metabolism, drive motion and activity, that type of thing, the sympathetic nervous system. And you have these nerves, they come out at certain parts of your spine and they go into the muscles, the skin. They're all over the body. And when these nerves, usually from trauma or surgery, when they become damaged, inflamed, they produce a lot of pain. The sympathetic nerves, when you stimulate them in the body, they produce burning sensation, tingling, sharp type pains. Have you ever maybe had like a walking pneumonia or a upper respiratory tract infection? And you know, you take that deep breath and you get these real sharp pains that kind of shoot out in your chest and you're like, oh my gosh, what was that? That sharpness is usually from inflammation of the pleural space, which comes from inflammation of the sympathetic nerves. There are a lot of nerves innervate the chest cavity, the sympathetic nerve. So that type of sharp pain that you might get with those types of congestive type disorders is what we're talking about here. And it's very debilitating, very painful. And this person here suffers from that condition, RSD. She says, her name is Anne. She says, I take Neurontin off and on with some relief. What about foods for pain? I hate taking pills. Thanks, Anne. Well, yeah, I think this is a great question. So Neurontin is a nerve drug. I didn't really know they were using that for RSD, but I guess they are. They use it for any type of nerve pain. The common prescription is Neurontin. It's a rotten drug. Neurontin. See how I did that? Doesn't work all that great for nerves, and has a lot of side effects. And so, well, let's see here what we had. I had to do some research on this one. So what I found, mostly through life extension literature, first of all, dark cherries, specifically tart cherries. Dark tart cherries, great for neuropathic pain. And that one I knew. I often start there with people. Anybody that has that sharp, you know, stabbing type pain, regardless of what it might be, diabetic, trauma, surgery, whatever, tart cherries are great for that. Even just post-workout type pains, tart cherries. And this has been confirmed too. You know, this isn't just anecdotal evidence, historical evidence. John Hopkins, they have a very highly regarded pain center, treatment center there at John Hopkins. And they confirm that bioflavonoids, specifically the anthocyanins that produce the deeper hues, deep dark hues, are good for nerve inflammation and nerve damage. So they've actually shown this. They did a study where it wasn't an extract. It was just eating tart cherries, and it wasn't even that many. 20, 40 tart cherries a day helped to relieve some of that type of neuropathic pain. I think you should do a capsule. Eat the cherries, but also do the capsule, about 1,200 milligrams a day, 1,500 milligrams a day. Really good there. Second that I found was ginger root. Ginger's not just for motion sickness, although it works great for that. Ginger has some of these similar compounds. They are bioflavonoids, but they're not anthocyanins. They don't have those hues, but they have some of the same effects as you see in the dark tart cherries. Ginger root extracts would be something I might suggest for you. That you can also, more and more people are using ginger root to make a paste too. So it's not just the extract. You can make a paste, and you can apply that topically to joints and muscles. So if, you know, for most people with RSD, I don't know if this is the case for Ann, but most cases of RSD is it's down on the outside of arms, you know, forearms, thighs, calves. Those are the common areas for that sharp type sympathetic pain. So maybe doing a ginger root paste, you know, maybe right over that area when that pain kicks in, maybe that would be something you could do. Next, I found, obviously, you know, omega-3s. They're just, maybe that's where I should have started, right? It's a foundational supplement. I include, you know, with the multivitamin, probiotic, CoQ10, omega-3s, you know. Now, with something like RSD, you probably want to do more than the average daily dose, which is 1 to 2 grams of omega-3s. You might want to be in the 3 to 4, maybe even 5 to 6 grams. The only downside to that is it's blood thinning. So if you notice some bruising, or you just kind of back off the dose a little bit, but higher dose omega-3s might be helpful. And now that I think about it, you know, maybe even a combination of omega-3s from fish and omega-3s from krill, because there's some evidence showing that the type of omega-3s from krill, which are phosphate form, the different type of form, basically, of the omega-3 from krill, is able to penetrate into cavities better, joints better, muscle fibers better. And it's not, the krill form of omega-3 is a phospholipid form. So, and there are products out there now, and of fish oil omega-3s with combination of krill omega-3. So that might be something to consider there. Those are the main ones, right? So you got the omega-3s, ginger root, dark cherries. Here, you know, another one, classic curcumin from turmeric. Obviously, that's important too. That's probably, you know, second after the omega-3s. Curcumin is going to inhibit the COX and LOX enzymes, which are pro-inflammatory. And there's definitely an inflammatory component here to reflex sympathetic dystrophy or reflex sympathetic syndrome. Now cooking with turmeric is great, though you're not going to get a lot of curcumin from that, so you probably want to do an extract that's standardized to the curcumin, about 400 milligrams, and do the BCM95. That's the best form on the market. Other things, so I think those are the big ones for me. Now, there are some other ones here that I found. Apparently, raw probiotic yogurt helps with pain, you know, good bacteria from the yogurt. Just overall, it's not just for your gut, it promotes an overall better inflammatory response. So there may be something there. Hot chili peppers, capsaicin, that's the main extract. Great for metabolism, great for your heart. Maybe, you know, have some benefit for nerve pain. As a matter of fact, there's a substance in your nerves called substance P that has to do with pain, and capsaicin. Some research has shown capsaicin helps to modulate that a little bit. So there's just some suggestions there for you, and I hope you do get better. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.